This is light to guide our feet. The 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, the reading begins at verse 1. Matthew chapter 24, please turn to Matthew chapter 24, verse 1. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Jesus, reading once again now, Matthew chapter 24, beginning reading now at verse 4. Matthew chapter 24, beginning reading at verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Let's read that once again. Matthew chapter 24, verse 5. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together the elect. Read it once again now, Matthew chapter 24, verse 31. Matthew chapter 24, verse 31. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branches is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Reading once again now, Matthew chapter 24, verse 33. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels in heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noe were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noe entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and to drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 through 51. Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 through 51. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for this word. It is so riveting. It is so intriguing. It is so mysterious, and yet it is so clear. Help us to understand, to truly understand. Lord, even in this sermon, help us to understand. Help this sermon to be preached aright and not to wrong. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Be ye ready for the end. Be ye ready for the end. That is our topic for today. Be ye ready for the end. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 44, Jesus says, Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Many have tried to predict the date and time of the coming of the Son of Man, or some would say of the end. And many have missed the mark. Many have tried, after tremendous study of the Word of God, and have missed the mark. I will say that it appears to me that the whole key here is readiness. Readiness. For example, most human beings know that they will not live in the flesh, in this temporal body forever, but that more than likely within 110 years of their birth, they will be dead. And so that represents an end of this physical existence. And so it would behoove a person to be ready, because most do not live to be 110 years old. Few live to be 100. A little more live to be 90, 95, but many die way before that. Even the Bible seems to indicate that 70 years are promised. And we know that God is sovereign. I know that he is a time maker. He made time in the first place. And I know he's able to make time for anyone he decides to make time. But we also know that we did not come here to stay. And therefore, we ought to be ready. It amazes me when people keep getting upset and so excited about the Lord's return. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. You know that you have to leave sometime. Be ready. What does that mean, Reverend? Be ready. It means be saved. It means know God through Jesus Christ. Just be ready and spend your time helping others get ready. Someone said that there used to be, and I think the school still exists, that a school had a motto. I believe the school is in South Carolina. I may be wrong. But the school had a motto of to know him and to make him known. That is the essence of it. For us to know him personally and to help others know him. Get ready. All the time we spend trying to predict when he's coming back, and I'm not criticizing you for that, but I'm admonishing you, be ready. Because you know that you are going to have to leave at some time in less than 100 years. You're going to have to leave. And it could be much sooner than that. You don't know the day. You don't know the time. And if you do know the day and you know the time and it wasn't God who told you, then it's sinful. For if any man, any doctor tells you that when you're going to die, that's sinful. I went to visit my aunt in a hospital many years ago. It must have been at least 20 years ago, perhaps 25, but at least 20 years ago. And she said to me, she called me by my nickname, and she said, the doctor told me that I'll be dead. I think, I forget which day it was. It must have been the weekend, but it was something like I was there maybe on Saturday or Sunday at the hospital. And I think she said the doctor told her she'd be dead on Tuesday, I believe, Tuesday or Wednesday. And I said, oh, Aunt so-and-so, you're not going to die by then. She looks so healthy. But they have ways now of predicting when a person is going to die because they are going to kill them. Well, that's sin. So if a doctor tells you you're going to be dead on a certain day, that probably means that he's going to commit sin and kill you. But if God tells you that you're going to die on a certain date, then you can take that to the bank or take that and say, well, that's true, unless you pray to him and get him to extend your time. And I believe that can be done. I believe Hezekiah will tell you that you can get God, or some people can get God to give them more time. You say, who is Hezekiah? Look him up in the Bible. Hezekiah was a king. Look him up in the Bible. Hezekiah, he got God to give him more time on planet Earth. He was successful in getting God to give him more time on planet Earth. It is so important that each of you realize that God is the maker of time, and he can give you more time on planet Earth if you can get him to agree to do so. Every Christian ought to understand that we serve the God who makes time. That said, be ready for the end of time. Get saved, stay saved, be ready. Some theologian says, what do you mean, Paige, stay saved? Well, based upon your theology, if you ask that question to me, Reverend Dr. Seminary Professor, if you ask me the question, what do you mean, Paige, by stay saved, let me give it to you the Baptist way. I normally don't preach just Baptist theology. I just preach the Bible. My denomination is Holy Bible. You want to know what my real denomination is? It's Holy Bible. I'm pastor of Trinity Baptist Church. I'm bishop of Trinity Baptist Church and Life to God Our Feet, and have been bishop of other entities, but my true denomination is Holy Bible. So Reverend Dr. Seminary Professor, let me give you the Baptist way of saying it. You see, some of you say, well, what do you mean page about staying saved. You say get saved and stay saved. I've been teaching 50 years in the seminary, and I've told people that once you're saved, you're always saved. And I want to know what you mean when you say stay saved. Well, the Baptists have a doctrine that's called perseverance of saints. And I normally don't read things outside the Bible in my sermons, but in the Baptist Articles of Faith, I've been in the Baptist church for many years. I was saved in an AME Zion church. So I've been AME Zion, and now I'm Baptist, but truly I'm just Holy Bible denomination. I'm Holy Bible denomination. However, I'm pastor of Trinity Baptist Church. And I know that makes some of you Baptists mad, but whatever the Bible says, rightly divided, that's what I believe. And that's what I preach. As you know, many accuse me of being holiness. They say you're a Baptist, but you preach holiness. Well, I'm not going to argue that point. I preach whatever the Bible says, rightly divided by the grace of God. Yet, I'm pastor of Trinity Baptist Church. But Reverend Dr. Seminary Professor, in the Articles of Faith, which they say should be adopted by Baptist churches at the time of their organizations, they have a doctrine or an article of faith that's called Perseverance of Saints. I believe it's Article 11. Article of Faith 11 in the Baptist Articles of Faith. Let me read to you what Article 11 says. It says, "We believe the scriptures teach that such only are real believers as endure to the end, that their persevering attachment to Christ is the grand mark which distinguishes them from superficial professors, that a special providence watches over their welfare, and they are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation." Reverend Dr. Seminary Professor, and I'm not being disrespectful, I can say hallelujah to that. I believe I agree with that. I believe I agree with that. So when I say stay saved, when I say get saved and stay saved, I believe I can wrap that statement in the article of faith called Perseverance of Saints, Article 11 in the Articles of Faith of the Baptists. Let me read it for you again. The Baptists say, "We believe the scriptures teach that such only are real believers as endure to the end, that their persevering attachment to Christ is the grand mark which distinguishes them from superficial professors, that a special providence watches over their welfare, and they are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation." So yes, when I say stay saved, I really am saying make sure you're saved in the first place. Because if a special providence of God keeps that saved person, then one must have been saved in the first place. So yes, stay saved, get saved, stay saved, persevere unto the end. And I believe the Baptists have a point there. Only the Lord can save you, and only the Lord can keep you saved. And the same Lord who saves you can keep you saved. And you would say, "Well, Reverend, that sounds like our doctrine of eternal security. That sounds like our doctrine of once saved, always saved." Well, Doc, I don't have time in this sermon to talk about that. I don't really know exactly whether or not every point that is being made in one doctrine is being made in another. But as regard the end of the earth, the end of the world, that is, get saved and stay saved. Be ready. Stop worrying about when Jesus is coming back. Stop worrying about how soon or how long. Just get saved and stay saved and get others saved. As that seminary in, I believe, South Carolina says in its motto, know him and make him known. To know him and to make him known. To know him and to make him known. First of all, you get to know him. And then you help make him known. That's our job, number one, to know him and to make him known. Get saved and stay saved. Make sure you are saved. And then here in Matthew 24, you can read it and understand what Jesus is saying. Just be ready. Just watch. For Christ can come as a thief in the night. He told you in this chapter there will be many false prophets. There will be false Christs. People will arise who say, I am Christ. Go not after them. Some will say, he's over there, he's over there. He says, don't go after them. Just, my friend, get saved. He says, be ready. So let me leave you here in this sermon with his words. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 44. Matthew chapter 24, verse 44. Therefore be ye also ready. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Matthew chapter 24, verse 34. I am Pastor Clarence William Page. This is Trinity Baptist Church and its ministry, Light to Guide Our Feet. The 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church.
You've been true, and you've done all.